Om Shanti. Good morning to everyone. So a special request for everyone to come to the middle, come a bit closer. Many of them are on translation headphones. So those who are not on the headphones, would you mind coming forward, coming front? Oh, welcome to all of you. Welcome to our online audience. And on this last day of Diwali, third day of Diwali, a special welcome to one of the bright lights in our BK family, Sister Sudha. We are so happy to have her here with us today, Sister Sudha. You know, she comes, yes, you may clap. She comes from one of the very first centers established in Delhi, what at that time was Kamla Nagar. And for those of you who remembered, there were people there like Brother Jagdish. He was one of our most venerable. She was in the company of Brother Jagdish. He was one of our most venerable brothers, what at that time was our main spokesman and the writer of so many books, Sister Chakradhari. And one distinction about Sudha Behen, which unlike most of us foreigners who came into Gyan after Brahma Baba, she came into Gyan in 1968. Which was 1 year before Brahma Baba left the body. He was still alive. And so she's been in Gyan for many years. She's dedicated her life for the last 50 years. She's been serving in Russia for at least 35 years. But you know, I remember her from that time. And I think she was the favorite of Daddy Kumaka. Because when she came, I have a picture of in my mind that she's coming with a busload of Russians from the Russian sisters, and they are unloading the bus in front of Pandav Bhavan and streaming into the yard of Pandav Bhavan, and Daddy Kumaka is standing here with her face beaming to see this young Kumari with so many beautiful flowers from Russia. And so she was much loved by the daddies. And now I think today she herself is becoming like a daddy for many of us. So I really feel so happy to have her and to welcome here with us today. Accompanying her on the stage is Sister Tay. Sister Tay is from Malaysia. We don't know her so well, but she is a very active sister. She has been to Australia, to Vietnam, to Cambodia. While in her government job, she was also running around opening centers all around Asia. But finally now, she is based in the Asia Retreat Center in Malaysia. And I have heard that she's a very good cook. So welcome to both of them.
Shall I say something about
that? Yeah, please.
Om Shanti. The theme for our practice this year is to harmonize sanskars, revelation through harmonizing sanskars. You can see that on the board. And today's topic is about harmonizing our sanskars, how we can do that using Baba's sanskars. And I think Nisuda is the best person. She has gone to different places and especially to Russia, from an Indian background, and I'm sure lots of learning and lots of inculcation and a lot of development. So we are here from her first, and then a few questions from her narration.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Vijay and Sister Tay, for introducing me, and thanks to all of you. So our topic for today is adopting Baba's sanskars for strengthening family bonds. So if you look at the topic, we can make two parts of it. First, I will say the second part, family, the family bonds or family relationships, and how to strengthen those family bonds, the method is adopting Baba's sanskars. So I think I will say my feelings, my understanding of the theme, my experience, and for about 30-35 minutes maybe, and after that Sister Tay can ask some questions, or if you have any questions, please welcome. I think we have session till 12:15, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay. What I would like to do is, first of all, I would like us to remind ourselves when we are talking of family. So, family, we are talking about the alaukik family and not the laukik family. You know, alaukik family. If actually in alaukik family we can have good relationships, good in the sense of what Baba means to say good, not relationships as in laukik family based on attachment. Sometimes relationships in the laukik family which are based on very strong attachments, so the members of the family are doing a lot for each other, but at the same time there is a lot of expectation from each other. There is a lot of pain when something happens to any of the family member. And so that Baba has called day before yesterday's Murli, it is limited mayavi attachment. You know, it is limited mayavi attachment. Attachment because of the influence of maya. And this attachment is a bondage. And bondage always gives finally sorrow. But when we talk of the family, we are talking at the moment, particularly, though we are living in the laukik families also, even if we are living in the centers, we have not left the laukik families like sannyasis. We still have connection with them. Maybe rarely we visit them, but we do have that connection. Even if they are not in Gyan, to some extent. And so, but still, I would like to draw attention to this word alaukik family and parlaukik family. So, when we say alaukik family, in which our, today Baba said, mother is incognito, and father is visible, that Brahma Baba is our mother and father both, and we are the children. Then sometimes Brahma is the mother and Shiv Baba is the father. And sometimes Shiv Baba is the mother and father. Sometimes Mama is the mother and Brahma is the father. So in any case, you know, because we are the children born out of knowledge. We are the children of word. We are not physical children. We are the children born by the word of knowledge. And this is why it is a alaukik, non-earthly family. And in this family, the one basic principle is loving and detached. Loving and detached. In this family, if one member of the family gets attached to another member of the family, this BK family, then these two members of the family cannot have love for the whole family. And this is unlawful as per Srimad. It is unlawful. So in this family, alaukic family, attachment is not permitted. If because of any reason we get attached to anyone, you know, there will be definitely some kind of a fear of losing that person. So when we talk of adopting Baba's sanskars, both Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, neither of them were attached to any of the member of the family. Neither of them. Neither Shiv Baba is attached nor Brahma Baba is attached. Both are the oceans of love. Oceans of love, but equally detached. And this is why whenever, like you must be remembering 2 days ago, when somebody asks Baba, Baba, do you remember me? Do you remember my name? Baba says, khush raho, abad raho, na visro, na yad raho, means remain happy, be prosperous, and neither be forgotten, nor you should remain in my memory, in that sense that I just become desperate to meet you. No. So, you are not forgotten, but at the same time, I am not attached to you. So, Baba used to say these words. And so, this is the principle of the alaukic family. Okay? And when we say parlaukic family, we are the children of Shiv Baba, and we are all souls. We are all souls. And when we are souls in Paramdham, there is no question of conflict of sanskars. As souls, sanskars don't emerge. We are in our perfect original stage. And that is to be practiced now while being in the body. This is why Baba keeps on reminding in every Murli, consider yourself to be a soul. Consider yourself to be a soul. So I don't know in different languages how you translate this word consider, or how do you understand this word consider. In Hindi it is actually very subtle. Apne ko atma nishchay karo. Be convinced that you are a soul. Have this conviction, not even faith. Be convinced that you are a soul. And be in this awareness of being a soul, in the stage of bodilessness. In the stage of bodilessness. So this is parlaukic family. When I am in the stage of bodilessness, my vision is very unlimited. So in both cases, alaukic and parlaukic family, my vision is unlimited. Unlimited. Means there are no walls, no racial discrimination, no religious discrimination, no color of the body discrimination, no kind of discriminations. But until it becomes very firm in our intellect, until it goes within our heart, this consciousness remains. Australian, American, Russian, Ukrainian, Israeli, and so on and so on. Even in the BK family. Even in the BK family, because the body consciousness has not yet gone. It has not yet gone. So these kind of racial feelings, until they remain, you know, it's impossible to adopt Baba's sanskars. Baba's do not see any one of us with that aim, with that thought, with that feeling. Baba looks at us as the living diamonds. That's all. That's all. And this is why our language matters a lot. When we address, for example, when their introduction is given in the class, and the address is all Russians get up, all Americans get up, all Australians get up. What does it mean? There are no Australian Brahmins, there are no American Brahmins, there are no Russian, Ukrainian, Indian Brahmins. No. This language is absolutely wrong. Yes, BK is Brahmins from Russia, Brahmins from America, from Australia, living in different areas of the world. But do you use this expression, Americans and Australians and this and that and your Asians? No. We should change our language. You know, sometimes 2 days ago, Baba said that some children say, "Oh, I didn't mean it, but I just spoke." And Baba said, "It is impossible that without motive some word will come out of your mouth. Maybe there is that subtle feeling." So when we talk of adopting Baba's sanskars, does Baba see us? Of course, Baba uses the expression just to recognize double foreigners and Bharatvasi. That's all. Otherwise, Baba says, "You are all Bharatvasis. All are Bharatvasis. Because we are all from the golden age. But body was born there, or we are living there," and so on and so forth. Our original home is Paramdham. We are all from there. So another principle of the family is this unlimited vision and unlimited attitude. If you have developed this, then no matter in which part of the world you go, you will never feel that you are in a foreign country. Never. You will feel that you belong here and they all belong to you. Yes. Yes, there may be, because of language, some problem of understanding. But my experience says even language is not a barrier if you have that love for the soul. Even language is not a barrier. The soul understands the soul. The soul catches the feelings of the soul. But if there are barriers created, then even language, it may be the same language, you do not understand the same language even. And this is why when Manifesto 2000 was created, in the year of peace and non-violence, year 2000, one of the principles of that manifesto was listen to understand. Listen to understand. This is one of the very basic principles of any family. Have the aim of understanding that person and listen not only to the words, try to listen, catch the feelings behind those words. But this is possible only when we are in soul consciousness. When we have really understood, when we are convinced that we are souls, we are children of Brahma and we are the grandchildren of Shiva Baba. Okay, so this is another thing which is very, very important for the family. And another thing, you know, in this family is that, you know, sometimes this expression is used, hierarchy. I don't love this word. We do not have hierarchy. We do not have. There are, in a family, there is no hierarchy. There are great-grandparents, grandparents, parents, children, grandchildren. Is it hierarchy? No? Family. There are seniors, there are juniors. That's all. Seniors can be in age, senior can be in knowledge, senior can be in experience, seniors can be in service, they can be senior, you know, playing a role, special role. There are seniors, there are juniors. So how the family bond, on what pillars the family stands, whether it is a Laukic family or a Alaukic family, the family stands on the pillars of respect, love, trust, care, cooperation. And I think, which is most important, forgiveness. Of course, there is tolerance, readiness to do at the time of need anything, sacrifice. These are the pillars of a family. Pillars of a family. And when we talk of respect and love, it is for both seniors to juniors, juniors to seniors. It's not that we should, only juniors should respect seniors, but seniors also should respect juniors. Maintaining self-dignity and honoring the dignity of the other person, no matter what role that person is playing. It does not matter at all. Today, the slogan was, if you cooperate at the time of, in any special task, you get the lift of blessings. So I was telling, what is special task? Going and meeting the Prime Minister, yes, it is special. Organizing a conference, it is special. Organizing a big program, giving a lecture at a stage where there are 5,000 people sitting and listening, it's a big, special program, special task. But is cleaning an ordinary thing? Putting this microphone, is it ordinary task? Any one of you come and try and put the microphone and you see, can you put it? Someone will put it in the way that this microphone will be here. Someone will put in such a way that it will all the time fall down. Is it not a special thing? It's a special task. Any task which is the need of the time is a special task. For Baba's children, no task is ordinary. And so, if there is a person whom we call junior because his responsibility is very minute, and this is why we do not respect that person, and we expect respect from that person, the family bond can't be strong. Family bond can't be strong. The family bonds become strong when we have respect for each other. Respect because they are. That's all. Sometimes when there is a conflict, you know, we are all Brahmins sitting here in the Brahmin family. 3, 4, 5 people are not happy with one BK. For example, because of some reason, maybe it seems to be a genuine reason, that person does not behave properly or does the things not properly, and therefore there are few BKs who are not content with this BK. So I ask a question. If this BK goes away from our family, will you be happy? Do you want that this person, this BK, should leave the family? Will you be better? Will you feel more content than you are now? No, we don't mean that. That means everyone has something important which is required by Baba for creating golden age. Yes, everyone has something more or less on which there is a need to work. But why Baba has selected this or that soul? Because Baba needs that soul for constructing, for creating, for establishing golden age. If this understanding goes very deep, then we will have more ability to accept and adjust. No question of tolerance here. Sometimes you just need to ignore, okay, no, doesn't matter, it is nothing serious. Because of a minute thing, creating a big conflict, it will not be called wise. So this is in our family, there are seniors, there are juniors. Of course, you know, on one hand, we have to learn from the experience of seniors, the depth of the knowledge of seniors. But on the other hand, the seniors are also ready, are to be ready to learn from those innovations which juniors offer. And so that feeling of love and respect and care and cooperation. I have found that when you are actually able to cooperate at the time of need without expecting any, that if the person calls me, I will go and help, but that person has not invited me. Okay, but you can go and offer. Because sometimes it so happens, that person really does not need, and I may disturb that person. But I can offer. I am ready to help if anything needed. Or I don't go to that person because I have my own ego. Let that person come and call me, I will go. So my ego disturbs, or that person's ego disturbs. So this does not strengthen the family bond. Here we say that forgiveness becomes important, tolerance becomes important, understanding. Everyone has his own way. This becomes important. And when we talk of Baba's sanskars, you know, both Babas, both the fathers have the attitude of bringing benefit to the whole world. You all must have listened to the story of Brahma Baba when he was not yet Brahma. How even on the path of bhakti, whatever he used to do in bhakti, he used to ask God, let the fruit of this good act goes to the whole world. He never asked from God anything for him or for his family or for his community or for his country, but for the whole world. Let the benefit go to all. All. So this is Brahma Baba's sanskar. He becomes world emperor not just like that. The care about all. And Shiva Baba, of course, is world benefactor. So when this selfish motives change into service motive, when self-interest is replaced by the interest of the humanity, interest of the family bond strengthens. What I do, it should be useful for the whole family. For the whole family. It should bring benefit to the whole family. So being the children of God, you know, I remember when I took the course and I was very young at that time, and one of the things which touched very much my heart was, I was told that Shiva means benefactor, and because we are children of God, we should bring benefit to all. And if I remember God and if I say I love God, but I do not inculcate this quality of God in me, it is just, you know, for the name's sake you say that you love God. It is not the reality. Like father, as the father, so the children. My father is benefactor. So how should I be? Thinking of, and this will make my, you know, change in my behavior automatically. Automatically. For example, the class is going on and I am late. So if my action should be beneficial for everybody, will I try to cross everybody and go and sit there somewhere? Because that place is suitable for me. I am disturbing that 10 people. Why? Because my sanskar is of coming late. Shiva Baba never becomes late. He comes at the right moment. And Brahma Baba became late during the 33 years, only once, for 2 minutes. Only once. And when he entered the class, he said, "Children, I am sorry." You understand? Adopting Baba's sanskars. Neither Shiva Baba comes late, nor Brahma Baba becomes late. So this is why Baba keeps on saying in every Murli, "Children, this is the main effort. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember me." You know, this accuracy in our behavior, in actions, comes when we are closer to Sato Pradhan stage. For Shiva Baba, we can't say the word Sato Pradhan. Baba is Baba. But Brahma Baba made those efforts to become Sato Pradhan quickly, and even in his last birth, he still had left with those sanskars, you see, very dignified, royal sanskars, few of them. And which is why Shiva Baba adopted him as his chariot. And so, when we talk of these bonds, family bonds, not a bondage, bond like Raksha Bandhan, Bandhan is bond, bond of protection. So family bond is also the bond of protection. Family is a fortress which protects me. If I separate myself from the family, it is like going away from the fortress. You know? Each one of us is a brick of this fort. And each brick is important. So family is a protection. Family bond is the bond of protection. This is the real Raksha Bandhan. When I am in the family, I am protected. Even if Maya, like the crocodile, tries to swallow me, but if I am in the family will pull me out of this mouth of crocodile. Otherwise, crocodile will swallow. Okay? So, this is what I wanted to say, and now I am ready for the questions.
Om Shanti. A very beautiful narration of your experiences and family bonding. May I ask you a very personal question of your interaction with the Dadis, especially Dadi Prakashmani and Ma'am Mohini? They were like two peas in a pot. What were the special ingredients that hold them together, mm-hmm, in your observation?
I think they were very different in both of them. Very special, very, very special souls, and but at the same time very different in personality. Didi Manmohini, you know, she was a lover of discipline. She loved discipline, and because she was herself very disciplined, she was a very good student, top student. Not only the question of Murli, you know, I will tell you one story which may inspire at least some of you. Didi Manmohini, when the services began, Baba sent Didi and few other sisters in Delhi. And this first center from where I am, Kamalanagar, Didi lived there, and at that time Didi did not give classes. She did not give classes. She did not give lectures, or she did not conduct courses, etc. So once Baba wrote to her something which indicated that, you know, though she loved Baba so much, and so much Baba loved her, she was a gopi, real gopi. And so the word which Baba used in the Murli, or in the letter, was that which like inspired Didi that I must learn how to conduct classes, give talks, course, etc. So at that time, Brother Jagdish started living in the center, and he was quite new and very young as compared to her. He was just 24 when he started living in the center. And so Didi went to Jagdish Bhai and said, "Will you teach me how to give classes?" Can you imagine? The humility.
Yeah.
The humility and the sincerity. And so Didi went to him. So Brother Jagdish said, "You know, whatever I know, I can definitely tell." And so she used to go every day at a fixed time with a diary and pen in Jagdish Bhai's room. And Jagdish Bhai used to tell her how to give class or how to give a talk, and she used to write that. And next day, Brother Jagdish used to tell, next day, first I will listen from you.
Mm.
Yes, like homework.
In person.
Mm. Yes, yes. And so she used to do that homework and come with that homework done and tell Jagdish Bhai about it.
Mm.
And then next lesson. And so on. So this was Didi.
She was able to come up to
that. She was, yes. Level. Then she began to give classes and so on.
Oh.
So this was Didi. And but at the same time, you know, very disciplined and law maintaining and so on. And Dadi Prakashmani, like the ocean of love. And so this was a good combination. It was like a, you know, pair of two holy swans,
yeah.
You know. And so both of them respected each other
yeah.
a lot.
So is that a harmonizing ingredient that put them together?
Complementary role.
Yeah.
No, both understood the importance of each other.
Yeah.
Both of them very well. And Dadi used to consider Didi to be senior because she was senior to her in age. And Didi considered Dadi to be senior because Dadi was the administrative head. And so they were both considering each other to be seniors and respecting each other.
Very nice.
And playing that role that way with that understanding.
Yeah.
And meeting every day. Every day.
So what insight do you gain from that relationship of both of them that they displayed to the family?
No. Because they were together, mm-hmm. it kept the family together.
Their interaction as an example
yes.
for everyone.
They were examples for everyone, of course. They were examples.
Mm-hmm.
And if you meet the group of Brahmins who are living, Madhuban Nivasis, who were at that time, so we will listen to their experience, how Didi, for example, was one of the brother Raju, I don't know whether you know him.
The Murali, the one who
yes.
is the Murali.
He was telling the experience that once the building where they were living, two, three brothers didn't come to for Amrit Vela. Or morning class maybe, I don't exactly remember. And so Didi saw that these brothers are missing. And so Didi said to Dadi, go and check. And so Dadi, like a old mother, she put like this and went to that building. And so Brother Raju says, I was brushing my teeth and when I thought some Mataji is coming. So I said, Mataji, this is brother's place. But Mataji is going up and up. And so this was Dadi Prakashmani and Moini Ben with her. So both of Dadi. And so they saw that three, four brothers had just got up and so on. And after that, nothing. Dadi saw and they came back. Time of Murli was over, breakfast was over. And after that, Didi Manmohini invited one by one. And they instantly understood, today our ear will be pulled. So Didi was strict in that
discipline.
In the sense that she loved a lot, but in the sense that she used to say, Brother Raju was telling, that we do not want in yagya white clothed servants.
Very powerful.
We do not want in the yagya white dressed servants. You know, servants get the salary and do the work. And if you live doing some service, you are living here, accommodation, food, dress, etc. It becomes like servant if you are not a good student.
Yeah.
So Didi was like this.
Yeah.
And so I think both of them together, they were very good examples for each one of
them. They complement each other. So that's how the family came together with that sort of bond and love with Baba's
meeting
teachings
them,
and guiding.
Yeah.
So in the later on when Didi Manmohini left, passed away, and Dadi Prakash Muni was the head of the institution. Were there any instances that Dadi felt a little missing link of her companion?
Missing something? Yeah. Missing?
Oh.
No, Dadi Janki.
Dadi Janki.
You know, Dadi Janki joined, and Dadi Janki was created.
Mm-hmm.
And so Baba has his own system. Actually, Baba is the head, and Baba makes the instruments. Baba knows how to do, what to do, and so on.
Okay, in strengthening the role of them.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. And you were saying that when we see in the context, that when we see...
Are you understanding her? Translate her, yeah.
And when we, in your
you
context...
Speak there. Huh?
Yeah, when you were saying that in the context of you meet people, we have a vision of our past and their past. If we have any discord or any aggression or any disagreement, in your opinion, when we see Baba Sanskars, how can we infuse Baba Sanskars into our Sanskars so that we do not see that divide among souls? Because that is the bond that brings souls together. Do we ignore them? Do we give them just good wishes? Do we do? What should we do?
You know that if there is some conflict, some kind of a discord between 2, 3, 4 members of the family, you can't close your eyes to it. It is visible.
Yeah.
Baba knows it.
Yeah. Because the energy is created in that way.
Baba knows it anyway. And we, when we observe, we also note it.
Yeah.
But one is that you know about it. Another is you talk about it.
To both openly?
To other people.
To other people?
To other people.
Mm.
You know, when you talk about it to other people, then the atmosphere is created.
Yeah. Yeah, you should.
Atmosphere is not created when there are two people in conflict.
Mm.
It is, if at all it is created, it is at a small area. And a third person observes it and talks about it to others.
Okay.
Mm. This is what spoils the atmosphere.
Okay. So in that situation, how can we...
So Baba says that you have to have a big heart like a mother.
Big heart like a mother. Do we put them together so that...
To talk to them... To appreciate each one
other?
Of them
mm-hmm.
separately.
Okay.
And then together.
Okay. So what should our vision be when we talk to them? A vision of the future togetherness?
Yes. They are Baba's children. Baba has selected them. All will be okay.
Okay.
I remember very much Dadi Janki's words. Dadi used to say, always remember, all are good and everything is good.
Mm.
All are good.
Mm.
All are good. If all are good, so they are also good. They are just for a small reason they are conflicting in this thing. But if I make of a mole hill a mountain, you know, that is the problem.
Yeah.
So the problem is created often by the third person, not by two persons.
Yeah, maybe.
Often.
But when they see each other, that this light is displayed.
Yeah.
So how, if I am the third person, how can I use Baba's sanskars, if I have them, to unite both souls together?
Give Sakash.
Sakash? Love?
Good wishes. Yes.
Good wishes.
Power, yes.
So, can you tell us how to exactly give that Sakash and that good wish?
Just be, you know, actually Sakash is not giving, you need to be. Baba gives the example of the sun. The sun, like this bulb, this bulb is on, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And we are receiving the light.
Mm-hmm.
So be on.
Switch it on.
Switched on.
So that, do I visualize it? That is
no need.
Being channeled?
No
or
need.
Or you just spread the vibes?
Yes, just be.
We have to be very powerful to do
very
that.
Very powerful, yeah.
Because we get influenced by the atmosphere as well. So then we go away carrying those instances with us, and sometimes we are influenced by what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then when others starts to spread, it becomes like wildfire. So the full stop will be, we say, soul consciousness. So it's like we are forcing ourselves to be soul conscious. But in that instance, it will be a retaliation.
I don't think that we can use this expression, forcing yourself. It is coming to the reality.
Yeah, we are creating the energy.
Coming
like
to the reality that
especially doing it.
These two souls are not in a good state at the moment. So let me be in a good state. I cannot directly talk to them at the moment. So, but I don't think about it. I don't talk about it. Let me be in a good stage. Let Baba do his wonders, you know, and so on. So just, it's not that you ignore them, but you detach yourself. Sometimes detachment helps a lot. Detachment helps a lot. Then detachment, when, you know, very often it happens is there are some people who are creating the conflict. They want to draw the attention of third person. And if this third person remains detached, the conflict is resolved. If not today, then tomorrow. But if this third person gets involved, the conflict grows. Because both the sides try to prove themselves to be right. And you can't say that you are right, you are wrong. And then you are blamed that you are taking this one side and not that one side. Just remain detached with good wishes for them.
Okay. So then I will be the catalyst that are harmonizing their sanskars.
Yeah.
So I will gain credit to my account. So we should do that more often. But sometimes we should do that more often. But sometimes we get caught up in that job that we lose sight of the future. And we may slack in our yoga as well because of the influence of the situation. How can I get out of that?
This is up to you to decide. Whether you want or not. Today Baba says, Baba's Murli was the answer for this. As much you want, you can create your fortune.
Yeah.
As much you want, you can become wealthy. As much you want, you can create your status. So ask yourself, do I really want to be peaceful? I want to be peaceful. Really want. Really? Really want. If I really want, I won't be influenced. So become your own friend and not your enemy.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. That's right.
So nobody can help. Even Baba can't help here.
Yeah.
Even Baba can't help. It is your desire, the strong desire that I really want to maintain my peace. I don't want to lose it. But at the same time, I don't want to become a sannyasi. I am not a sannyasi. I am a Raj Yogi. I am not living in a jungle. I am with them. So I can't just ignore them. I cannot have an indifferent attitude. But at the moment, I need to remain detached. Okay. Anybody else has any question?
No questions?
Yes, that sister. Come in front, please.
He's gone with the mic.
Om Shanti. You talked about convincing ourselves that we're souls. But in the family, males are considered brothers and females are considered sisters. Doesn't that keep us body conscious?
Yes, we can say to some extent yes. But because we are children of Brahma, we are brothers and sisters. So, when you are brothers and sisters, there is no body consciousness. That gross body consciousness. So Baba himself says, as children of Shiv Baba, we are souls, we are all brothers. But as children of Brahma, because we are in the body, so we are brothers and sisters.
Thank you.
Sometimes when we live or spend a lot of time with others from different cultures in our BK family, many different cultures, and sometimes that can trigger something someone does or says, which is very different to how I would see things, triggers something in me, and there's a reaction. So I was just wondering, you share personally, what's going on inside the soul to trigger something from different cultures, and any tips and tools to handle that, because daily we're living with each other from different cultures. I'll give you an example, maybe from a culture that I was brought up in. You know, politeness is so important. Please and thank you all the time. I'm not saying that's sometimes superficial, but that's for others I may be spending time with, it doesn't matter. So it can generate a reaction inside. So what's going on, and maybe you can share personally what to do with it.
Yes. I give you one interesting example. You know, of course, by the end of this world drama cycle, Kali Yuga, the world has divided into different things, and one of them is cultures, how we are brought up and how we are trained and so on and so on. So one of the very interesting thing which I would like to tell you is that when I went from India to Russia, and when the bhog was cooked or something was fed to the VKs who were coming at Baba's home. It's a long story, but I just not tell the whole story. And something was like, maybe it is halwa or something like that. And so what they used to do is that, so after they have eaten it, and they will just give this plate, spoon to back to me, and not put it at near the wash basin even, and or think talk of washing it does not arise even, you know. And it was a surprise for us that how is it they don't understand that that they have used, they have eaten that food, and that giving to us that, you know, used a plate and so on. And in India it's never like this. You will never give this plate in which you have eaten your food to a person who is senior to you or your teacher or something like that. Of course, mothers can do it. Mothers will take from their children and so on. Gradually, it was not for okay, you know. We were very happy that service has begun here. But gradually we came to know that this is a tradition in that culture. Not that they give the plate to the owner of the house, but the owner of the house herself comes and removes the plates from the dining, and they serve one by one the things and come. The system is very different how the food is served there. The first thing will come, and then that goes, that plate goes, then the second thing comes, then that plate goes, then the third thing comes, then that plate goes, and so on like that. So we understood it little later. But Even in the beginning, it was not a shock for us. So because the thought came, maybe, you know, they are educated people, they are not foolish people. Maybe this is the system, or they do not know where this plate has to be kept, maybe like this. This thought just came, but it was not a shock for us. So it was a cultural difference on one hand, but on the other hand, because the attitude was the attitude of serving the souls. And so therefore, this feeling, that deep feeling that Baba has sent me here for serving, I have come here for serving, so I do not notice all these things in that case at all. So sometimes there are certain things which are really to be ignored. If there is somebody who all the time, even artificially, says please and thank you, and there are others who do not have the manners to say thank you. So there can be extremes in this world. It is a tamopradhan world, and the sign of tamopradhan state of the soul is extremities. One extreme, another extreme. There is not that golden balance. It is Satyug, it is only in golden age it happens like that. There are no extremes in golden age. No extremes. So therefore, when we understand drama very well, this is the scene of the drama. The drama has reached such a stage when every actor, whatever he is doing thinking that I am doing right. Every actor thinks I am right. Hardly there will be anybody who will instantly say, oh sorry, I was wrong here. And Baba said yesterday, everybody has the habit of speaking lie. You said please and thank you artificially, and those who don't say thank you. Two extremes. You see? So the drama has reached such a stage when people have forgotten the truth. And Baba has brought us here from Kali Yuga, from Iron Age. And we have all come to Baba with that burden, with that big, big, you know, box of old sanskaras. So if I begin to see in that way, it becomes easy to accept. And secondly, I look at myself, Probably I have some sanskars which others don't like. But maybe they don't say because they don't feel that authority to say. And I have that authority, so I can say. So if I begin to look at myself, then I will also understand that definitely I am not perfect, I am not Satopradhan. Then it becomes easy to accept each other. Okay?
So these two points, Sudhaben, is from today's Murli. Can you elaborate on this? One is, jitna baap ko yaad karenge, yaad se automatically daivi gun bhi aayenge. One. Number two, sab hai tamo pradhan, ab phir sato pradhan banna hai. Tum jante ho tamo pradhan se phir hum sato pradhan bante hai, phir mitra, sabandhi, adi sab pavitra banenge. Can you share the effort, what requires?
So the question asked were that from the Murli, that the more you remember Baba, the more virtues, divine virtues you will have. So how does it, to elaborate on that. And second question asked is that now all are Tamo Pradhan and we have to become Sato Pradhan. And the more we become Sato Pradhan, our friends and relatives will become pure. So the first is, when we remember Baba, automatically we will have divine virtues. It's easy to understand, you know. Remembering Baba is, in another word, being in his company. And company colors. So when I am in Baba's company, so Baba is the ocean of virtues. So Baba's virtues begin to enter me. And I always think that Baba's company or remembering Baba also actually means remembering what did Baba say today for me in the Murli. And I go on practicing that. This way I remain in Baba's company. And then I get special blessings from Baba. Baba looks at my sincerity. And Baba loves the sincere, honest children. So special blessings come from Baba. And my virtues, which I have within me, but they are gone deep inside, they begin to emerge. It's not that they will come from somewhere, but the virtues which I have within me, they will begin to come up with the Baba's knowledge, with Baba's blessings and Baba's company. So this is one thing. Second is, when we become Sato Pradhan, our friends and relatives become pure. These two meanings, what I understand. One is, my Sato Pradhan stage will influence my Laukik friends and relatives in this world, in this birth. Definitely. They will be affected by that. They will be influenced by that and inspired by that. My Sato Pradhan stage. My Sato and Rajo stage does not influence because it is a mixed stage. So sometimes I am in this stage, sometimes in this, you know. So they are confused. But when I am closer to the Sato Pradhan stage, my Laukik friends and relatives in this birth also will be influenced. And second is, when I am Sato Pradhan, all my relatives, friends in golden age naturally will be pure.
Benefit.
They will be naturally pure. So that it means I will be among them, my pure friends and relatives. Yeah, thank you.
So, thank you. Om Shanti. And we've come to the end of the session. So, Brother, want to round up? We have such a good opportunity to listen to Sudha Didi. And I'm sure there'll be more to come. And I'm sure we can use her examples
and the ideas in our lives to change and influence the sanskars in myself so that I can harmonize with others. Because when I harmonize within, others also get harmonized.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Om Shanti. Thank you.